So power seeks out practice. What they want is to control us. So they seek out practices and people who reach out to others with messages that counter their key argument to young people, and particularly the young people they've recruited to receive and continue the mission of the Republic, that mission being to establish the perfect state. And let's never forget, the future is determined by structural inertia, by means of this made complexity. So long as we accept this crap as legitimate, we're trapped, truly. And then restrict decision-making about the shape of the future to them. And so our sense of what's possible is artificially foreshortened. And we forfeit our right to be the ones to determine it. We're living things. We are all made of the same stuff. There is absolutely no reason for a system of class to exist in which we forfeit our gifts and these hands, this tiny, tiny, minuscule few, do all the thinking for us. This is nuts. Truly, truly nuts. It's time we stop lying to the children, lying to ourselves, and get busy getting big, because that's what gets us free. So power targets folk who put forward arguments that challenge that notion that there needs to be a perfect order and that only the few can do it, can make this for us. Power targets folk for neutralization. And by that I mean actual targeting with EMF weapons for the purpose of eliminating them from the earth or simply eliminating them from being active, you know, giving them strokes or taking them out of circulation. Targets for neutralization, those that counter the key argument that decision-making must be restricted to the identified, quote-unquote, so-called best. And this is, for AKA, the logic of rule, the notion that the goal end of history is the best state, quote unquote, and that to make it, to create something new, to establish perfection, you must be heartless. You must be cruel. And that's the fascist element added to the so-called philosophic temperament. By this method of systematic insinuation, infiltration, conquering of key messages, and occupation of leadership positions. That one's key for a lot of reasons. It makes them believe they are, in fact, the best because they can eliminate the competition and shoehorn their folk in there, pretend they are the best. They are the ones who are the leaders, and ensure that nothing threatening ever happens again in that organization. Occupation of leadership positions, it has remade, unmade, numerous social inventions begun with the motive of love. It has done, is doing this with religion. It has done, is doing this with community-based agencies. It has done, is doing this with the arts that are focused on expressing the soul and expanding it. It has done, is doing this with the martial arts, and it is done as a conscious but largely unseen assault, because manufactured scarcity has kept the vast many of us too busy simply surviving to notice big schemes, which in any case may unfold slowly over several generations, an unseen assault upon our fundamental nature. Our counter to a conscious scheme to systematically unmake our humanity must be likewise conscious. We replace EPP with knowledge of our roots, our sources of power, with our own things, as each one of us is a font of untapped wisdom, knowledge, riches. We replace ATM with this abundance we make together, based in the principles of mutual aid, cooperation, and good fellowship. We replace TB, with our trust in mystery, faith in our brothers and sisters, our exquisite empathy, surrendering to our love of them. There is only one way through the crisis we face, and to our lost gifts, our wholeness, and that is to get big. To get big with consciousness, with a vision. Another thing, I should make a list. I don't hear him saying, what is our, Mr. Talbot, what is our vision, our global vision? What is the plan for getting us to it? With a vision, we get big. And with the conviction to defend it, the conviction that we deserve to be free, we deserve to see all around us nothing but absolute honesty, that we deserve healthy, whole, authentic connections with all our relations, beginning with our immediate connections, based in a model of social organization that is premised on fully developing individualities, respect for individual autonomy, decentralized production of society, and the distributed generation of our individual and social human energy.